Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wouldn't mind seeing it. We'll talk about that coming up in a couple of moments. Joe O, Sammy P. Let's start breaking down this Week 7 NFL card. We're one game underway. Got a big upset last night. 5.5 points at home. The home dog gets through an AFC North matchup with Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals. Just his second game. They're about a week. Just over a week, and look at Flacco getting it done with big numbers last night. We'll see if we get some big upsets on the card this week. First game we're going to break down here, Sam, I can't say this is a large point spread because it isn't. It is the Colts at the Chargers. The Chargers are a 1.5 point favorite, higher total, 48.5. And we've been thinking all week that the room is going to be high on one of these sides, and it might be a public dog situation.
Could be. We'll see. I do know that people love the Chargers as a small favorite, though. So I don't want to get too bullish and say that they're going to back the Colts here. I like Indy. I've been higher on them, as you know, than most. I kind of caught on after week one, maybe week two. I was fully convinced that they were good because I watched the way they ran the ball. I'm like, God, they're just beating the hell out of teams on the offensive line. Now, the competition wasn't great. And if you look at their slate, it definitely gets tougher. But teams that can run the ball and play solid defense up front, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of football games. And that's what I like about the Colts. The market in this game hasn't really budged. Westgate opened this thing up on Sunday at 1.5. And that's basically where we sit right now. It's 1.5 at BetMGM. It's 1.5 all over Vegas. There's a 2 offshore. There's also a 1 offshore, but your consensus number is unchanged for the most part. Chargers -1.5. The total hasn't moved either. The question I have with the Chargers, can they protect the quarterback? Who's healthy on the line and who's going to be the lead back? I unfortunately picked up Hassan Haskins in fantasy, not Kamani Vidal. Womp! Picked the wrong guys. I'm like, oh man.
Because
didn't Haskins play for Harbaugh in college? I'm like, oh,
did he?
Of course. That's
The connection.
Didn't Haskins go to Michigan? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. So I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, he was an All-American at Michigan. I connected the dots there, Joe. I thought, oh, well, Haskins, Harbaugh, boom. Nope. Vidal's
bad
the
dots.
Guy. Bad but
dots.
Can, bad dots. Bad dots, no doubt. But can Vidal do what he did last week? I have my concerns. I just don't think their running game is any good right now, and I don't think it can be trusted. That's an issue against the Colts.
Yeah, and the Dolphins' defense is trash everywhere. Pass, run, whatever. So you see why they were able to control that game, and he was able to go for 124. They got to the red zone 7 times against the Dolphins with no offensive line. I think that speaks more to the Dolphins than it does the Chargers, but you want to give Chargers their respect. McConkey had his first big game of the year. It felt like he put up 100 yards, targeted 9 times. Joe Alt, yes, that's the big question. Did not practice Wednesday, limited yesterday. So he gets upgraded. What's the word today? That's going to be a big one for me as far as attacking this game. I have Chargers question mark. You know what I mean? Like, it's not one of my favorite plays in contests where I've got to get to 7 selections ATS. They might end up making the list based on what we see in the final injury report. Maybe. And we'll see. But Colts, I was unimpressed last week. I wanted to see more against the Cardinals team that was going through a lot of drama, a lot of everything, and they have a backup quarterback. And what happens? Brissett was going up and down the field. Now you give Daniel Jones credit and Steichen too for having the game-winning touchdown drive with about 4 minutes left. But for them to be at home in that spot, I didn't love what I saw. But every time they got into the red zone, they were perfect. They're scoring touchdowns. They put up 31 points on Arizona. This is a better defense overall. We have questions about the offensive line. So that's why I'm like, question mark. If I'm doing something with this game, though, I'm teasing the Colts. I'll tease that road team past the touchdown plus 7.5.
Sure. Along with our next game, we could have a two-team teaser right there. Let's also remember this for people that don't connect dots, although I connected bad dots. I think these are good dots here. The Colts have already made this trip this year when they played the Rams in L.A. So this is already familiar for them. They've already done this trip, and that was a game that they probably, I mean, probably should have covered against the Rams, but they didn't because it was that Adonai Mitchell. Wasn't that the game? The Rams-Colts game?
The touchdown, yeah. Yep, that was it.
So they are ready for this trip. They've already done it this season. So I think there's a lot to be said about making that trip again. They're used to it. They know what to expect. They played in this building. Daniel Jones is used to the very weak home crowd. I think it's a good spot for the Colts. In a teaser, it's really strong. Up through three, up through seven. I think your nails on that one.
We knew on Monday that New England was going to be a touchdown favorite, and New England is a touchdown favorite on the road at Tennessee. It's a big narrative game. Maybe it's real. Maybe it isn't. That's for you to decide, and we'll find out. I can't wait to watch this game. Even though it's a touchdown point spread, I'm really curious what ends up happening in this one and how it's played on both sides. On the New England side, obviously, the revenge factor. Vrabel going back to face the Tennessee Titans. Now, spot-wise, I have a little bit of caution because it's a third straight road game. When you have situations in the NFL, which is a third straight road game, that third spot is always challenging. So Buffalo, they went on the road. New Orleans, they went on the road. Now they're going to Tennessee. Historically, teams in this specific spot have not done very well. Last 20 years, 16-24-2 against the spread. So on Patriots week, the Titans decide now is the time. Let's pull the plug. Let's fire Brian Callahan. He's out. Is there a bump? Is there a focus? Some sort of an upgrade? Maybe. Historically, the ATS coverage rate goes from 36% up to 48%. So we're still talking about close to a coin flip. The interim is Mike McCoy. The OC, DC, they're not changing. The guy's making the decisions with the play calls. Calvin Ridley has not been practicing this week. He's been dealing with a hamstring. I wonder if he's going to be out there. You still have Cam Ward under center. He turned the ball over a whole bunch three times against Vegas last week. And I get it. It's not just because of Patriots week. It's also, this was one of your winnable spots, and you never really had a chance to win this game against the Raiders, and the Raiders stink. The Raiders did not dominate that game. It's just how bad the Titans are. So we're sitting seven. We told everybody on Monday, there are some 6.5s. Go grab them if you plan on betting the Patriots. It is 7 across the board, Sam, total of 42.
I have still done nothing with this game. Nothing. And I don't know why. I think it's maybe because in some weird way, in 5 days we've discussed this game or texted with others about this game, I have not heard one person who thinks the Titans can win. And maybe when you just hear the same thing for 4 or 5 days, you just get a little jaded and think, oh, well, it can't be that easy because it's the NFL. I'm not going to bet Titans.
No.
Here's my question to you as somebody who has 13 survivor bullets left. How many are you using New England in?
New England is going to be the most popular pick this week. Because, yes, the Chiefs have the highest point spread, but some people have already used them or some people are saving them, depending on the kind of pool that you're in. I'm going to be using the Patriots in most of them. I'm going to use them the most. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't see Vrabel and the Patriots going there and losing. We asked Nate Collins about this on Wednesday as a former NFL player. Like, is this a real thing or is this a narrative that people are just running with? It's like, no, this is going to be real. They're going to be talking about this all week. That's why I'm kind of pushing that third straight road game to the side for 1 week. Now, it might be a spot to get New England next week. It's Cleveland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland against that defense.
Yep.
That might be the spot for me, but I like the Patriots to win this game. I don't see the Titans winning. And I'm the first guy to look at fired coach bumps and, you know, focus for a week, maybe 1 week, even though you are bad. But winning and covering are a couple of different things here. The way that Drake May has been playing, man, you look at him in the first half last week against New Orleans on the road. It's been so impressive. I just don't see that changing. And now your number one weapon on offense is probably out for this game too. I just don't see it. Like Vrabel, a piece of him has been preparing for this game all year. I bet you in the summer he was looking at stuff about ways that he can get this team. He knows this roster inside and out. Yeah. I will have them. They're a great teaser leg, as you mentioned. I'll be using them in a lot of Survivor. I don't have a problem laying 7.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's fair to say that the numbers guys probably think this number could be a little high, but the feel guys want no part of the Titans because of all the things at play here. Vrabel going back to Nashville, wanting blood. His team's playing well. The quarterback in year two has gotten substantially better. That's the other thing. Second-year quarterbacks usually regress. They don't usually come into the season and get better week to week to week to week to week. Stroud. This might just be a historical second season for Drake May. And, you know, I wasn't sure how good he was. I'll put my hand up. I had no idea. I thought there was a possibility that he might not be good. I was wrong about that. I still don't know how good the team is. We know the schedule is easy. If you're saying Survivor, though, in a lot of your entries, that tells me a lot. So New England in a teaser, New England straight. I probably won't bet the game, but I'm definitely not betting the Titans. That much is clear on my end.
Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. We have another London game Sunday morning when we're on the air. I'm doing BetMGM game day. You're doing You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff. Do you like it or not like it? Or I know Nick's probably going off during the game and screaming and yelling about something with it. Do you hate the Sunday games? I'm not a fan, but I know some people love them more football.
The games stink. The games themselves are horrible. Horrible.
Yes.
We're on the air. It's 13-11 Broncos with a minute to go. It's just a horrible football game. But people wake up, watch it in their pajamas. Maybe a little mimosa action, a little Bloody Mary action, gamble on the game. That's what we do in this country. So that'll kick at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. I don't want to play it. The move in this one has been the under. So the total was 47, and now it's 44.5. They've been shorting some offense. I don't think Nacua is playing. I don't think they've made an announcement in or out, but I don't expect him to play. So that changes a lot of things for the Rams, who basically give the ball to four people on offense. Yeah, I mean, they streamline. They do. They got two receivers, they got a couple running backs, and they got a tight end. Like, they're not a very deep target team. So how does that play into effect? I don't know. Last week, Nick and I decided to live parlay the Broncos to win with the Steelers to win, and it got through, but we needed heroics with quotation marks around them. I mean, it was 11-10 Jets with 5 minutes to go. And Nick's getting all hot and bothered. And I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, the game stinks. You and I have London history together. I would never put a bunch of money. Let me put it this way and put a ribbon on it. I would never have a lot of money on a London game, ever.
Nope. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't want anything to do with this game. And so you also have the favorite. I agree with you that Puka is probably not going to play. He's not been practicing this week. And what happened to that offense without him for much of that game? They it's a decimated Ravens defense, and they didn't even get to 300 yards. They go 0 for 3 in the red zone. The Rams off it, I have questions. So now you're facing an improved Jaguars defense, which is they get it. They get the whole London thing. They've got it down pat, right? You would think, even with a rookie head coach, this is what you have to do. They have that information. By the way, Devin Lloyd, he's not practicing this week either. The crowd is probably going to be backing Jacksonville a little bit. I just have questions on both sides. It's lined correctly. I'm not playing the game. I'm not doing anything with it. I know people want to bet for Sunday morning, but side total, I got nothing for you. Prop-wise, okay, if you want to take Devontae, you can take a look there because I don't know where else the targets are going. Maybe you look at another Rams receiver that would be stepping up with if Puka is out. We need that intel as well. So, but yeah, I don't have any interest in the game. It looks like it's a better game, but I don't really think there's much of a handicap. And you have one of the best players on the field. That's probably not going to be out there. All right, we continue with the National Football League breakdown. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.